preventing vascular access device-associated bloodstream infections, VADA-BSI. A vascular access device, VAD, is defined as any device used to access the vascular system for hemodynamic monitoring, medication administration, infusions, blood sampling, or dialysis. VADs are available to meet the needs of both short-term, usually fewer than 3 weeks, and long-term, weeks to months, infusion therapy. Short-term devices are typically inserted peripherally or percutaneously. An advantage of peripheral and percutaneous insertion is that the VAD can be inserted at the bedside. Long-term devices are surgically inserted and tunneled, usually in operating or procedure rooms. Types are illustrated in Exhibit 3-22 and include peripheral 4 catheter, ultrasonography, U.S. guided peripheral 4 catheter, midline catheter, non-tunneled central venous catheter, CVC, tunneled CVC, implanted port, peripherally inserted central catheter, PICC, Exhibit 3-22, types of VADs. Source, APIC text, 35, Vascular Access Device-Related Infections, which cites Vineet Chopra et al. The Michigan Appropriateness Guide for Intravenous Catheters, MAGIC, results from a multi-specialty panel using the RAND/UCLA appropriateness method, reprinted with permission. Subsets of VADA-BSIs include CLABSI-S and catheter-related bloodstream infection. The former term is a surveillance definition used for data collection and benchmarking, while the latter is a clinical definition used for diagnosis and treatment. VADA-BSIs are largely avoidable. The goal must be prevention rather than simply identifying and treating these infections. There are two major sources of VADA-BSI. 1. Colonization of the VAD or catheter-associated infection. And 2. Contamination of the fluid administered through the device. Contaminated infusate is responsible for most epidemic VADA-BSIs. In contrast, catheter-associated infections are responsible for most endemic VADA-BSIs. Every type of VAD carries some risk of causing a BSI. Additional risk factors associated with the VADA-BSI include the patient's age, especially the elderly and neonates, and whether the patient is under or malnourished, has severe or multiple underlying conditions, has undergone multiple invasive procedures, or is immunocompromised. Unnecessary VAD use also increases the risk of BSIs. For these reasons, alternatives to VADs should always be considered before using them. Microorganisms gain access to the bloodstream by one of three extrinsic mechanisms. 1. Skin organisms invade the percutaneous tract, probably facilitated by capillary action at the time of insertion or in the days following. 2. Microorganisms contaminate the catheter hub and lumen when the catheter is inserted over a percutaneous guide wire or later manipulated. Or 3. Organisms are introduced to the vascular system by contaminated fluids or medication. An intrinsic mechanism involves organisms that are carried hematogenously to the implanted VAD from a remote source of local infection, such as a pneumonia. Prevention strategies for VADA-BSIs can be generalized from various authoritative guidance to include the following recommendations: to be followed before, at, and after insertion, before insertion. Determine criteria for site selection. Provide patient/family education. This refers specifically to the insertion, care, and maintenance of VADs, including indications for use, appropriate insertion and maintenance practices, the risk of BSIs, and general infection prevention strategies for VADA-BSIs. Use standardized CLABSI insertion kit. Conduct and periodically assess specialized insertion and maintenance education, training, and competencies. Use evidence-based list of VAD indications. At insertion, adhere to IPC practices, including educating HCP on indications for intravascular catheter use, insertion and maintenance procedures, and appropriate IPC practices. Perform HH before and after palpating catheter insertion sites and before and after inserting, replacing, accessing, repairing, or dressing an intravascular catheter. Use a septic technique. Follow specific guidance on glove use. Example, when clean versus sterile gloves are needed. Follow site selection recommendations for peripheral or midline catheters, such as for adults/pediatric patients and duration of use. Follow site selection recommendations for CVCs, including weighing risks/benefits. Avoiding the femoral vein in adult patients, using a subclavian site in adult patients, with exceptions, such as for hemodialysis patients, using a fistula or graft in certain patients, ensuring that sufficient ports are available for the patient and removing the device as soon as possible if adherence to a septic technique cannot be guaranteed. Use catheter carts and all-inclusive kits. Use ultrasound guidance as needed, deeper, more difficult to palpate veins. Use maximum sterile barrier precautions. Use proper skin preparation, solution to use, allowing antiseptics to completely dry. After insertion, ensure appropriate nursing staff levels. Disinfect catheter hub before accessing. Daily assessment of need for catheter by palpation. Opaque dressings are only removed given clinical signs of infection. Remove non-essential catheters. Remove catheter if the patient develops signs of phlebitis, infection, or a malfunctioning catheter. Follow VAD dressing regimens or care bundles. Replace administration sets and add on devices within specified times. Perform skin decolonization with chlorhexidine. Use topical antimicrobial ointments for hemodialysis catheters. Perform surveillance. The VADA BSI bundle can be tracked using a checklist, such as the example shown in Exhibit 3-23. Exhibit 3-23, VADA BSI bundle checklist.